that doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr strongly underscored the religious foundations of America. He said the founders saw religious liberty as the scaffolding on which they hung a free government. Well, Mr. Barr reminds us that free government only works for religious people who know there is a transcendent moral order preceding state or man-made law. He is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own view, but seek to silence the religious voice. Folks, Pacific Justice Institute shares this concern. Become a partner today to help PJI defend the religious voice. Visit PJI.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out, episode 126. We have a great show planned for you this hour with several guests. We'll be joined in a minute by LG to chat about a new high-tech fridge that they've got. It's got a pretty cool twist. We'll get to that. Tech expert Carly Knobloch will join us, and she'll share with us some of her favorite gadget gift ideas ahead of the holidays. And I'll share some of my picks this hour as well. And last, but certainly not least, we're going to have Tony Anscombe on the show this hour. He's a global cybersecurity expert. He's with ESET, that's E-S-E-T. We're going to talk about the best and worst of 2019 as it pertains to cybersecurity. All of this and more on this weekend's Tech It Out. All right, let's kick things off. With all the tech you can buy today, you'll rarely find something we all use. You know, like I love my smart speaker, for example, but I have friends who don't want one for privacy reasons. My wife loves her Fitbit, but I don't use anything to count my steps. Video games are super popular, but not everyone is into games. You get the point. But when it comes to a fridge, everyone has one, like everyone. And so I wanted to invite back to the show LG to talk with us about a new tech-infused refrigerator, the InstaView fridge with Kraft Ice. Joining us on the line to chat is David Oyegi, brand manager at LG Electronics. Welcome back to the show, David.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be back.
You know, I'm wondering why I'm always hungry when I hear your name. We last spoke in June about the LG ProBake convection range, but now we've got you today about the InstaView fridge with Kraft Ice. So before we get to that product, please talk to us a bit about the smart appliances trend overall. What are we seeing today?
What we're seeing is a lot more connectivity between home appliances and your mobile phones, your tablets, and things like the Google Assistant, Alexa, and it's something that we've adopted here at LG with appliances that connect and can send you push messages to tell you when your laundry's done or to tell you that your refrigerator door is open or allow you to communicate with it to set your laundry going and telling your fridge to make more ice, things like that, just to make your life a lot easier.
All right. Our appliances are getting smarter. They're connected to the internet, and they offer us a number of conveniences and perhaps cost-saving features as well. So let's then get specific with the InstaView fridge with Kraft Ice. Now, there are a couple of hints in the name about what's neat here, the InstaView part and the Kraft Ice, but why don't you walk us through its many features?
Yeah, so we have talked about InstaView before, and that is our top-of-the-line line of refrigerators. And with the view part and the Insta part, basically you knock twice, and you can see what's inside the fridge. So there are a bunch of benefits. Maybe we'll talk about that in a minute. But also Kraft Ice is the new thing that's in there. We've taken our top-selling InstaView refrigerator and added on some new features, and one of them is Kraft Ice, which is 2-inch round, clear ice spheres that are great for craft cocktails. And I guess two other kind of cool features that are there. Well, they really are cool features.
Yeah, literally.
It's a metal panel at the back. So most refrigerators have plastic interiors, but with a metal back, it retains the coldness of the fridge better than a plastic would. So it becomes more energy efficient that way. And maybe we'll talk about energy efficiency later. But the other cool thing is in our door and door, we have a height adjustable shelf now. So the bin just lifts up or down really easy. So you can adjust it to your needs.
All right. Well, first of all, you had me at craft cocktails, but these are special, small, clear cubes that look great in your drinks. You may be entertaining over the holidays. So is this something that you would have this at the front of the fridge? You push your glass against the fridge for cold water or regular ice cubes and or maybe crushed ice, but now craft ice is another option. Is that right?
Yes and no. So they are not in the door. We do have crushed ice and cubed ice in the door. And you mentioned the water as well. So we do have measured water. So if you want 8 ounces or 16 or 32, that's something that's really easy. Push a button and press it and away you go. And it easily measures out specific volumes for you. But the craft ice is round ice. So they're spheres. It's something personally I've been making at home for over 10 years since I first went to Japan and experienced it at some of the cocktail bars over there. But that was always fussy and messy because you have to fill up a container, but only to a certain level. If you don't fill it up enough, it doesn't give you a sphere. If you fill it too much, it overflows and flows into your freezer. But with our craft ice maker, it makes 3 2-inch spheres at a time. Takes about a day to make them, and then when they're ready, dumps it into the ice tray. And basically, that ice tray will hold about 25 spheres if you're having a big holiday party. And you fill up your 25 spheres, just put them in another container and keep going.
I have a friend who actually buys spherical ice that's clear for his cocktails. He's that hardcore about it.
Then you should.
Yeah, I got to tell him about this new InstaView fridge. Now, the InstaView part. So tell us about that and then how it can help save energy as well.
Well, the InstaView itself can be the hit of your Christmas home party because we all know that most of your home parties either start or end in the kitchen. And with the InstaView, basically you knock twice on the door, it lights up a glass panel and allows you to see into the fridge. So there are 3 benefits of having the InstaView technology and the door and door technology. One, all of our InstaView refrigerators are ENERGY STAR rated. So that means they use less energy than what the current federal standards are. So that's a good thing. So if you currently have an older refrigerator, you could be wasting energy compared to an ENERGY STAR rated one. Second, the InstaView glass panel allows you to see what's inside the refrigerator before you open the door. So no more standing around looking and wondering what you should have for your midnight snack. Knock twice, look in and, you know, see what's there, then open the door. And then third is our Cold Saver technology. So by having the door and door, you're just opening the front panel of the refrigerator and grabbing what you need from the door and door. So you don't have to open the entire refrigerator. So the result of that, you reduce cold air loss by about 47%. So that helps keep food fresh longer. And if you consider again for holiday entertaining, you know, you can put things like your eggnog and your beer and white wine, things that you would want to keep in the refrigerator, but you want your guests to get at. They're easy to see and easy to get without opening the whole fridge door.
Do all the LG InstaView refrigerators have that door and door feature?
That is what the InstaView feature is. Not all LG door and door have InstaView, but all InstaView have door and doors. So we do have door and doors that have metal doors, which would have similar technology, but they're not see-through because it's really hard to see.
Yeah.
Unless you're Superman.
We're chatting with David Oyegi, brand manager at LG Electronics. He joins us on this program from time to time to talk about what's new with appliances, sometimes in the laundry room, this time in the kitchen. I know LG does have smart AI or artificial intelligence built into many of its kitchen and laundry appliances. Does this fridge have any ThinkQ technology, which is what I think LG calls their AI, which includes voice commands as well?
Yes. And ThinkQ is related to an app that's available both for Android and iOS. And it is something that you also can connect to your Google Home or your Amazon Alexa for the voice command, and you can tell it to start making more rice. So if you're at work and you know you've got people coming over tonight, you can send a command to your freezer from your phone telling it to start making more ice. Or if you know that the door, fridge door is going to be opened a lot and that's risking more cold air getting out or warm air getting in, you could set the freezer or the fridge to a lower temperature just to compensate for the fact that you're going to keep opening. But with your door and door, you're not losing as much energy.
What are some of the voice commands? Can you give us one or two examples of what you can say when you're at home? So I understand you'd use the app with your fingertips when you're not at home, but let's say you do have a smart speaker nearby.
You could ask the fridge what temperature it's set at or what temperature their freezer, or you could give it a voice command to lower the temperature. Or the push message that could come the opposite way is if you've left the refrigerator door open, you can get a push message to remind you that you or your kids have left the fridge door open.
That's super smart. Love it. Okay, cool. Finally, David, how much does the LG InstaView fridge with Kraft Ice cost, and where can we learn more about it?
Typically, you'll see dealers selling for around $4,400, roughly. Right now, because of seasonal promotions, you'll probably see it in the neighborhood of $3,300 or $3,400. And to find out more information, visit lg.com/refrigerators.
I know it's not a tech-related question, David, but how big is the fridge?
So we have four models. They come in two colors, stainless steel and black stainless steel, and they come in two sizes. So standard depth is roughly 30 cubic feet, and the counter depth model is roughly 24 cubic feet.
Black stainless steel. That sounds great. And big. Those are big fridges. That's great. All right, David, thank you very much for your time. Happy holidays. And if you do feel like making craft cocktails and you want to invite me over, I might be around Christmas. So thanks, David. All the best. Happy New Year to you.
Well, cheers to that, Mark.
Well, that was subtle, right? Nice guy. We've had him on the show a couple times this year. Hey, thanks for listening to Tech It Out this hour and hopefully throughout all of 2019. If you're enjoying the show, please share the word. We are a podcast as well as a radio show. So regardless of where you are in the country or around the world for that matter, you can always subscribe to Tech It Out and get a new episode pushed every weekend. This program is powered by ASUS. It's a company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. When we return on Tech It Out, I'll share some of my favorite gadgets for the holidays. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the ASUS ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon has released the Best of Prime 2019, sharing how Prime members chose to enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon over the last year. Some member favorites in the U.S. include the Echo Dot, the Fire TV Stick with Alexa Voice Remote, avocados, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and the novel The Handmaid's Tale. Bradley Matthews, Amazon.
We are constantly working to add value for members. And as Best of Prime 2019 demonstrates, Prime is now more convenient than ever. In the past year, members in the U.S. had 3 times more items from Amazon's online store delivered in 1 day or faster compared to the previous year.
Now Prime members also get free and fast grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market in more than 2,000 cities and towns. Amazon's Best of Prime 2019 can be found at amazon.com/bestofprime, and anyone can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
The holidays, time for hot cocoa, mistletoe, and spreading joy. A different kind of joy. The joy of pushing your limits on snowy mornings.
You feel that, Peloton? That's greatness.
The joy of getting the right motivation when you think you can't go any further.
Don't back down now.
The joy of giving it all you've got. Until tomorrow. Because our kind of joy will keep you coming back for more.
Peloton, way to work. Great job, everybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at ReadingRancheria.com.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. I went on another media tour last week where I brought a suitcase full of gadgets and gear to various TV stations to offer some holiday gift suggestions. I shared a few highlights last week from a previous tour, and here I'll tell you about 10 more cool tech toys from the most recent tour I did. There's still a few more days left to Christmas, so lots of time, even for online shopping. All right, let's kick things off. In the wearables department, I showed the Samsung Galaxy Watch Active 2. Perhaps you'd like to be motivated to exercise more in 2020. I'd like to. Well, Samsung's latest and most attractive smartwatch will do the trick, as it calculates all your fitness activity and shows you meaningful information to help give you a push. With info on its curved screen, this stylish device is also a sleep tracker, a wearable wallet you just tap to buy something at retail, and much, much more. It will slightly vibrate on your wrist to notify you of calendar appointments, social posts, texts, emails, and calls. It really is pretty, by the way, I gotta say. The price is $229. Next up is the HP Spectre X360, a versatile 2-in-1 device that can transform from a laptop to a tablet by bending back its 15.6-inch 4K LED touchscreen. In fact, you can interface with this slender Windows 10 device in numerous ways, with a keyboard, trackpad, or mouse, fingertips, voice, or with the stylus pen, which is included, to take advantage of Windows Ink. With a starting price of $12.99, though I have seen it on sale for less, this premium PC comes with a webcam kill switch as well, that cuts off the power to your laptop camera to give privacy seekers a little extra peace of mind. One of the hits of my TV tour was Hasbro's Monopoly Voice Banking. The iconic board game has been reinvented for the 21st century. As the name suggests, this iteration of Monopoly comes with a smart speaker of sorts in the shape of Rich Uncle Pennybags' top hat. It sits in the middle of the board and lets you answer questions like, do you want a chance card opposed to pass and go? Or you can say, buy boardwalk, and so on. This speaker remembers every player's transactions and property holdings, so there's no stealing money from the banker in this version. And at under $10 on sale, it's a great gift for the entire family. Next up, most people know Ring for its video doorbells, but the company has released its first indoor camera. Small and light, you simply need power and Wi-Fi, and then wherever you are in the world, you can open the Ring app and peek in on your home, chat with family via two-way audio, or if you're going away on vacation, set up to push notifications to you in 1080p HD video quality should it sense motion. Let's hope not, right? The cost is $59, but there's also a 2, 3, and 4-pack, and for those that have more than one Ring camera, can set up multiple zones on the app. For the outdoors, there's the My D-Link Outdoor Wi-Fi Smart Plug for $39. So it's a smart plug, but for the outdoors. You simply plug in your outside tech, like patio lights or a backyard camera, and add the gadget to your Wi-Fi network through the free My D-Link app, and that's only required once. Now, you can control all your connected devices on your smartphone or tablet anywhere in the world that you've got an internet connection, or take advantage of automation options like setting schedules and timers. Featuring two weatherproof sockets and a USB port to charge up devices, the My D-Link Outdoor Wi-Fi Smart Plug also works with smart speakers powered by Amazon Alexa or Google Assistant. Going back into the home, the LG C9 OLED 4K Smart TV with ThinQ is, in a word, stunning. Available in 55, 65, and 77 inches, this super-thin television delivers exceptional contrast. That's the difference between the whitest whites and the deepest blacks, as well as brightness and color, and features Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos too. Included is a Magic Remote with voice support to quickly find what you're looking for. Plus, you can summon the Google Assistant or Alexa with your voice as well. The C9 is powered by LG's webOS 4.5 operating system, that's the smart TV platform, and features a healthy app store to download new content. The C9 starts at $1,499. If a projector is more your pace and you'd like an image up to 120 inches splashed onto your wall, Epson Home Cinema's 3800 home theater projector replicates the movie theater experience in your home. Powered by 3 LCD technology and 3000 lumens, this mountable and white projector produces sharp, ultra-bright 16:9 aspect ratio images, whether it's native 4K content or is upscaling 1080p full HD video to near 4K quality and with high dynamic range, or HDR. For superior contrast, brightness, and color. The cost is $15.99. Two more products to share with you. The Shark IQ Robot Self-Empty Vacuum will not only navigate around your home to intelligently and autonomously clean your carpet, tile, and hardwood floors, but it'll navigate itself back to the base to charge up and empty its dustbin for you. The base station can hold up to 30 cleaning sessions for you, so you might not need to empty the container more than every month or two. What's more, when it detects it's running low on battery, it'll charge itself up and continue the job. At $449, this robot also supports voice commands and app control, scheduling, and room-specific tasks. And finally, the iRobot Brava Jet M6 helps clean your hard floors, whether you're there or not, so your home is always spotless. You simply attach either a wet mopping pad for sticky messes and grime, or a dry sweeping pad for dirt, dust, and pet hair, and your helper will do the rest. And with many of the Roomba robots, this autonomous mopper uses AI to get to know your home's floor plan and optimize its cleaning accordingly. You can even control which rooms are cleaned and when. And if you own a Roomba, models I, S, or the 900 series, after the smart vacuum is finished, it communicates with the Brava Jet M6 to then mop up automatically. How cool is that? The Brava Jet M6 costs $399. Well, there you have it, a look at 10 great gadgets and gear to gift a loved one or yourself this holiday season. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to continue the thread of holiday gift ideas, high-tech gift ideas, and we'll be chatting with Carly Knobloch, a well-known tech expert who we have on this program. Every once in a while, she'll be joining me to share some of her favorite smart home gadgets, things for kids as well. So we're going to get to that when we return on Tech It Out. After that, as mentioned, we're going to chat with Tony Anscombe. He is a cybersecurity expert. We've got him on the whole back half of the show because he's going to give you some useful advice on how how to best protect your data and your devices in 2020. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. As you would expect in 2019 in our tech-obsessed culture, these kinds of gifts, electronic gifts, are once again expected to be popular this season. And, you know, hey, thankfully as a tech reviewer, it keeps me gainfully employed as well. That aside, if you are looking for some great gift ideas or maybe something to place on your own gift list, we have tech lifestyle expert Carly Knobloch here with us with her holiday gadget guide. Hi, Carly. Nice to chat with you again, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. I'm super happy to be back with you again, and I have a partner with some great brands to really help guide you through some of the top gadgets of the season, because it is hardcore gift-giving season.
Yeah.
We've got to get going, make sure we get everybody taken care of on our list.
The great thing about tech being so popular is that there's so much out there to choose from, covering, you know, a wide range of topics and budgets. But on the downside, it can be overwhelming for many to know what to buy that teen in their home or their partner, or even if they wanted to treat themselves to a year-end gift. It can be overwhelming. So I know you're going to share with us some of your favorites. So let's start off with smart home tech. It's super popular. Give us one or two smart home products that you really like this year.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think starting with security, which is top on everyone's list when it comes to the smart home stuff, it's so great to keep an eye on your home while you're away, you know, during the holiday season especially. So I've got, say, the Ring indoor cam. It's their most affordable and it's their smallest camera yet. You can buy them in bundle. You can buy them separately, but then also in bundles of 2, 3, or 4. So you can literally put them in every corner of your home. Then you can see, hear, and speak to anyone inside your house from anywhere. And it's Alexa compatible. It's got motion activated video and audio recording. But if you're home, you can turn off all of those features from the app at any time, which I think is something people really like. They want to make sure that they can supervise things, but then not supervise things when it's the right time. And so the Ring indoor cam is $59. And then again, you can buy them in bundles and they go up from there. And then, you know, I think we all want to have a cleanup crew at our disposal after a holiday party, especially. So I have the iRobot Roomba i7 Plus. It's a robot vacuum, but it has the best feature. It automatically empties all of the dirt, pollen, mold, and dust it picks up into an allergen lock bag in its base, so you don't have to get your hands dirty. It will just empty the bag for you, and the bag itself holds 60 days of debris, so you can literally forget about vacuuming for months at a time. I mean, this is the promise, right? Like, the robots are here, and they're actually doing something helpful, which is super exciting. This one's Alexa or Google Assistant enabled, and it maps your home's entire floor plan, so you can really choose exactly which rooms you want cleaned and how often. So it's incredible robotic feet. It's regularly $9.99, but they're having a huge sale right now, $6.99, beginning December 1st. So we're already there. So, and for a limited time. So that's definitely something your audience is going to want to check out.
Yeah, that's a huge drop in price, and it's a fantastic product as well. I love that you can either set it to clean your home every day if you like, whether you're there or not, or as you said, it's got voice activation, so you can just say, hey, Roomba, clean my kitchen, for example, and because you've mapped out your home through the app, it knows where the kitchen is, so to speak, and will just do that one job and then come back. So I love it. And then when it detects it's running low on battery, it will also drive itself back to the base, charge itself up, and then continue the job. It is really amazing. Rosie the robot from the Jetsons is virtually here. Love it, Carly. All right, next up, virtual reality. This is great, especially for gamers. Talk to us about what's new.
Yeah, for virtual reality lovers, I have two words for you, Oculus Quest. It is an all-in-one virtual reality headset. It's powered by Qualcomm Snapdragon. And trust me, the VR lovers in your life know that that means awesomeness. It's totally wireless. You can be fully immersed in your VR content and games, and it's got a super easy setup, so you're going to be exploring space, paddling rather through the waterways of Antarctica, or having a dance-off in virtually no time at all. And you can even cast your experience to a TV or a phone so the whole family can gather around to watch your adventure. So basically, it takes it out of just the headset and makes it into a little bit more of a group experience, which is nice.
Yeah, what's great about Oculus Quest is, unlike many other VR solutions, you have to plug it into a computer, a video game console, or snap a phone into the front. But this just lets you download games and other applications right to the headset over Wi-Fi through its built-in storage. So it's really so convenient. What's the price tag for that?
And I was just going to add to that, too. It's $399, and I was going to say, too, it's just a really comfortable headset as well. Like, it feels really good on. It's not super clunky, and like you said, it's completely wireless, so you're unencumbered. It's just $399.
Okay, awesome. Why don't we round out two more must-have gadgets on your list? One of them I just set up to review, and I wrote about it this week for USA Today, Portal TV from Facebook.
Yeah, you know, a video calling device is such a great gift, especially for out-of-town family members. This is such a nice thing, and all the commercials now are just capturing all these great moments between people who are far away from one another. It really makes you feel like you're right in the room with them. This is the Portal TV from Facebook. It uses Qualcomm's Vision Intelligence platform to enable smart video calling from the largest screen in your home, your television. So you don't have to hover over a small laptop anymore and try to be seen by a tiny camera. It sits just below or above your TV. It lets you move around during calls and still be seen, Plus, the smart sound technology enhances the voice of whoever is talking and minimizes background noise. So if there's other things going on in your home, you can still have a clear conversation with someone. Plus, you can easily connect with friends through WhatsApp or Messenger. And then lastly, a gorgeous PC in a thin, lightweight package makes an incredible gift. I have the Microsoft Surface Pro X here. It's always connected with LTE. It's got a click-in type cover, so you can be productive wherever you are. And it's powered by the Microsoft SQ1 processor, and it has an optional Surface Slim Pen, so you can get creative and sketch or draw things on the beautiful display. The Portal TV is $149, and the Microsoft Surface Pro X starts at $999.
All right, so that's Portal TV, Microsoft Surface Pro X laptop, the Oculus Quest VR headset, and then the Ring Indoor Cam and iRobot Roomba i7 Plus. Lots of options. Because this is radio, if our listeners want to see them in action, is there a website you could recommend?
Absolutely. For information on all of these products, you can head to techgifts.tv.
All right, techgifts.tv. Our guest has been tech lifestyle expert Carly Knobloch. Happy holidays once again, and I look forward to chatting with you a lot more.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Happy holidays to you, too. Yeah.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right. Free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, powered by Asus. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. Well, now that 2019 has almost come to a close, how did this past year look in the cybersecurity department? Not that good, if my calculation is correct. Saw those headlines tied to data breaches and malware, which is short for malicious software. And that included, by the way, attacks towards consumers, businesses, and governments alike. So let me introduce an expert to talk with us about simple ways to protect yourself over the holidays and well into 2020 to reduce the odds of any sort of cybersecurity issue. Joining us on the line is Tony Anscombe, cybersecurity expert and global ambassador to ESET, a leading cybersecurity company. Welcome back to the show, Tony. Always great to chat with you.
Yeah, great to be here again, Mark.
And happy holidays.
And to you.
All right, so sort of said in the intro that it was a bad year, but you're really the expert. What was 2019 like when it came to cybersecurity?
Well, unfortunately, with money behind cybercrime, i.e. cybercriminals making money from this, it will continue to grow. And more alarmingly, I think one of my big takeaways from this year is actually ransomware and some of the local authorities, government institutions in the U.S. actually paying the ransoms. And I'm talking about big chunks of money, Mark, $400,000 and $600,000 in two different instances.
Wow. So just to bring everybody up to speed, ransomware is when your files or your computer or other device is held hostage by the bad guys. And until you pay, usually some sort of non-traceable currency like a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, only then will they unlock your files. But the rule of thumb is that you're not supposed to pay, right?
Absolutely. We don't want to be funding cybercrime when we're paying. So yeah, if this happens to you, contact a security expert. There may be a decryptor, or they give you some tips on how to rebuild your systems. But don't fund cybercrime.
Okay, yeah. So I think a lot of people who are scared, they don't want to accept the fact that they can't access their files. So two things. One is that if it's not too late, you haven't been a victim of a ransomware attack, always back up your files just to minimize any sort of headache in being locked out of your computer. And then secondly is don't pay, but reboot your PC right away. Get off the internet and then reboot in safe mode, I think is what the rule of thumb is. That's simple enough to do that for Windows. And then you can back up your files and then assess any sort of damage at that point.
Yes, definitely fair. And I'd say if you're a regular consumer and you're in doubt, go and find the expert down the street in the computer shop and enlist their help.
Right, right. Good point. All right, so Tony, the holidays are around the corner. What are some things that we should know about when it comes to cybersecurity?
Well, there's lots of things we need to be conscious of. You know, if we're out buying shiny IoT devices, the next digital assistant, or something cool that's going to automate part of our life, just make sure whatever it is we're buying in this holiday season doesn't have any known vulnerabilities. Do a little research before you go shopping, and make sure you're buying something that's going to keep you private and safe and secure.
Right. We're going to be gifting and getting new tech, like you're saying, Tony, like laptops and smartphones, or that the bad guys are maybe taking advantage of this season with related like phishing scams. But it's more of the former, I guess, that we're going to be getting new tech and we need to use it responsibly.
Well, phishing we come back to, Mark,
but certainly that tech
is on sale over the holiday period, or somebody's buying you something shiny and smart. Those devices, software has bugs. Those devices run software, or the manufacturer hasn't built security by design into the device.
Right.
So make sure you're buying something that when you plug it into your network at home, or you start using it, isn't actually going to be the conduit for a cyber criminal to take advantage of you.
Tony, I think some of our listeners would be surprised to learn that smart TVs are also at risk. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, a smart TV is another device in the house that's running software. These days, you can stream all your TV, you can do different things and put apps on your TVs and communicate with your relatives through your TV. So it's another device that potentially a cyber criminal could actually come and take over. Mm-hmm. We've actually demoed a threat on a smart TV where coin miners, so people mining for cryptocurrency, potentially could infect your TV and actually run it in background, even while the TV's in standby, which is why actually here at ESET we have some technology you can install on your TV to actually make it secure.
Actually, I have that. It's from the Google Play Store through my Android TV, right? It was a free download.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very similar to the same app that you'd run on an Android phone, but in this instance, it's for a smart TV.
So you hinted earlier about phishing scams. This is where we receive an email or a text message that looks legit. It may look like it's from the bank or from the government or from your favorite online store, but in fact, it is a cyber criminal looking to take advantage of you, often older people, you know, unfortunately, to trick them into giving out personal information. So that isn't a flaw in the software. That's what we call human or social engineering. It's a human mistake, right? Isn't that one of the weakest links in the chain?
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, yeah, as humans, we like clicking on things and we like giving people our information. Yeah, we trust by default. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where something turns up in your inbox, if the deal looks too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. It's somebody trying to lure you to a site to buy something or for them to scam your credentials. There is another growing issue out there as well, Mark, which I really think is important to mention, and that's something called SIM swapping.
Yeah, I just read about this today on Twitter. There was an article about this being a new kind of scam. So when we return on Tech It Out, Tony Enscombe is our guest from ESET. I'd love for you to explain what that risk is and, of course, how to best protect yourself from it. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
We're chatting with Tony Enscombe from ESET. He is a cybersecurity expert. Before the break, Tony, you were telling us about a new scam out there called SIM swapping. Can you explain what it is?
Right. So in your phone, you have a SIM card, that tiny little piece of plastic you get from the phone shop. You put that in, but unfortunately, cyber criminals have clicked on that they can go into a phone shop or contact your carrier and ask for a new SIM card, and there's very little verification that the phone companies do to get the SIM card, to issue a new SIM card. They put that in a new device, and suddenly your phone becomes deactivated, and they've got your number. Now, don't think of your phone as a phone anymore. Think about all the identity verification you do through your phone, your SMS messages from your bank. Yeah, you can reset all your online passwords through your phone. It's actually an identity verifier, more than it is a phone these days. So actually stealing this very small piece of technology, yeah, through the carrier, can cause you major issues.
So how do you reduce the odds of this affecting you?
So one of the things is make sure that your phone company has set a PIN number so that if you need a new SIM card, you have to tell them the PIN number that's on your account. Yeah, make sure you've set that PIN number. Not all phone companies do that by default. Well, the other thing you can do is where you get you'll see on some services now they'll offer you a Microsoft Authenticator or a Google Authenticator. So different ways of authenticating other than through SMS or through your phone in that way. Actually use one of those services. The more things you can put into those apps that are then protected by passwords and IDs as well.
Right.
Yeah, you're taking away some of the leverage the cyber criminal would have by owning the SMS system on your phone.
Speaking of passwords, Tony, we're chatting with Tony Anscombe, cybersecurity expert and global ambassador for ESET. That's ESET, my favorite cybersecurity company, in fact. What are some of the things we're doing wrong when it comes to passwords across the board?
Post-it pants is a good example.
Right.
I actually went into somebody's office the other day, and on a notice board next to somebody's desk was three passwords for the Skype accounts their business use. But I actually have a picture of it on my phone just for amusement to show as an example of what you shouldn't be doing.
Right.
But obviously don't tell people your passwords. Don't write them down in that way. And make sure your passwords are complex. Create things that are passphrases, not passwords. And yeah, use a password manager. Yeah, here at ESET, we have a password manager tool where you have one secure password to unlock a vault for all the different passwords you have on different services. So you only got to remember one, but every service is then protected uniquely.
And that's the irony, is that we're told we should not be using the same password for everything, which makes sense because if one account is breached, then the bad guys have the keys to the kingdom. They can now access all your online activity if you use the same password. But on the flip side, we're not supposed to write it down. So how are you supposed to remember these complex passwords that are not the same between all your online activity? So a good password manager app is a good solution then, unless they get hacked, which I guess is not impossible, but you don't hear about that too often. I think they have like bank level encryption.
Yeah, absolutely. And those applications are created with security by design so that, they are built securely.
What's a good example of a passphrase? Is it can you give us an example?
Well, I will. I'll use an example off the top of my head here, Mark. Brighton, where I come from in the UK, have just beat Arsenal in the UK. They beat them 2-1. So I might use an acronym for Brighton, say BRI, 2. I might use a hyphen or some sort of symbol, maybe an exclamation mark. And then I might put ARS for Arsenal, 1. And then I might put
exclamation mark.
Exactly, right. And put a hash. And it's something that I'd remember because it's the score of the team I support. So, and it was a great score. So there you go. There's a passphrase that's got no real words in it, and it's got capitals, different symbols, and some numbers in it.
Yeah, I know cybersecurity experts say passphrases are just as good, if not better, than passwords. So that's good to know and easier to remember. All right, then as we wrap up, Tony, what do we need to know about next year? How do we stay ahead of the bad guys in 2020? And please plug ESET's software as well.
Well, one of the things of staying ahead of the bad guys is make sure that on your machine you have updated the software, you have up-to-date security software, so like ESET's anti-malware products, and you continue to make sure they're updated. You don't let them lapse, don't let them expire, continue to make sure you have the latest versions. And that's true of all the devices around our home. Make sure you're updating to the latest versions of softwares for all devices. IoT devices, digital assistants, laptops, TVs should all have the latest versions of software on them.
All right, so it's ESET.com, ESET.com to learn more. And then WeLiveSecurity.com, and that will take you to the blog, We Live Security. Okay, Tony, wishing you a happy and healthy and cyber safe holiday season to you. All the best. Thank you so much for your time.
That's great. Great to be here.
Well, that wraps up this weekend's Tech It Out, powered by ASUS. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch up with you next weekend on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Mississippi's governor says he'll ask the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold Mississippi's ban on abortion at 15 weeks. Ken Lorman reports.
Republican Phil Bryant made the announcement on Twitter. The vow comes a day after a federal appeals court ruled the ban was unconstitutional. But Mississippi has been aiming for the Supreme Court all along. Leaders hope conservative justices will spur the high court to overturn its 1973 ruling legalizing abortion nationwide.
Mississippi's ban at 15 weeks of pregnancy has never taken effect. It was blocked by a lower court judge. President Trump visited both locker rooms today before the game, and he was on the field in the drizzly Philadelphia weather for the coin toss ahead of today's 120th edition of the Army-Navy game. Black Knights have beaten the Middies for the last 3 years, but this year the 23rd-ranked Navy team is the favorite to win the Commander-in-Chief trophy. It's the third time the president has been at the game. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Northern England today telling voters in the one-time Labour Party stronghold, thank you for helping elect a Conservative government.
You have changed the political landscape. You've changed the Conservative Party for the better. And you've changed the future of our country.
2 days after a sweeping victory that gave Conservatives an 80-seat majority in the House of Commons, Johnson calling for an end to the acrimony that has festered throughout the country since the divisive 2016 Brexit referendum, and he's pledging to live up to their vote of confidence.
Everything that we do, everything I do as your Prime Minister, will be devoted to repaying that trust. And first of all, what I'll be going to do to get Brexit done.
The outcome was the Tories' biggest win since the days of Margaret Thatcher. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
A new study suggests when it comes to how they go about their business, people have trust issues with journalists.
The bottom line of the Pew Research Center study, the more you like President Donald Trump, the less you like the news media. The study suggests a strong correlation between the level of support for Trump and negative feelings about journalists. The study says 17% of Republicans who somewhat approve of Trump say they believe journalists have very low ethical standards, while 12% of the never-Trump Republicans agreed. But 40% of Republicans who strongly approve of Trump say reporters have very low ethical standards. Another 45% say that journalists' standards are low, though not very low. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Super Shuttle, the shared van service that's carried passengers to and from airports for decades, is going out of business after facing a lot of stiff competition from Uber and Lyft. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. All seven Democratic presidential candidates who qualify for next week's debate threatened yesterday to skip the event if an ongoing labor dispute forces them to make a decision whether or not to cross picket lines on the campus hosting the event.
A labor union called Unite Here Local 11, which represents 150 cooks, dishwashers, cashiers, and servers working on campus, says it will picket as Loyola Marymount University hosts Thursday's sixth Democratic debate of the cycle. Contract talks with the workers were abruptly canceled last week. The Democratic National Committee said it is trying to come up with an acceptable resolution to the situation so the debate can proceed. Patrick Frost reporting.
Guest lineups for the Sunday TV news shows. ABC's This Week welcomes House Committee Chairs Gerald Nadler of Judiciary and Adam Schiff of Intelligence, along with Texas Senator Ted Cruz. CBS's Face the Nation will have Senator Lindsey Graham behind the mic. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
When you're looking at a pet, your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends.
Welcome to this hour of Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and our show is brought to you by Bridgestone. They're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. And our first guest is Jyotika Vermani, PhD, and she is the prize lead and senior director of Planet and Environment at XPRIZE, specifically the Shell Ocean Discovery XPRIZE, because there are more than one XPRIZE competition going on. So first up, Jyotika, let's talk about what XPRIZE is.
Thank you, Jason. Yes, this is so XPRIZE is a nonprofit foundation. We're based in Los Angeles, and we run high-profile, multi-million-dollar competitions for technology development to address some of the world's big challenges. And, you know, the idea overall is to make an impact with those technologies. And they're not just focused in the ocean and on ocean issues, but we have competitions on health and wellness. We have competitions on artificial intelligence. We have a carbon XPRIZE, which is to extract carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and turn it into an economically valuable product. We have some learning and education XPRIZEs, and we have space XPRIZEs. And we just actually last week launched a new XPRIZE, the Avatar XPRIZE, which is for a very sophisticated advanced robot that you could control from 100 kilometers away, wearing a haptic suit to the point where you would be able to see, smell, hear, feel what the robot is seeing, smelling, hearing, and feeling.
Wow.
So that's the Avatar XPRIZE. So our range of competitions are quite broad.
Yeah, definitely. And are they all going all year long, or do they have different start and stop periods that people should be following on the website? Because it seems like there's a lot of cool companies that
kind of get born out of XPRIZE. It seems like even people that get second and third place tend to get enough notoriety to continue on with their very interesting products and or services.
Each XPRIZE has a different runtime. So as I just mentioned, we just launched the Avatar XPRIZE. That's a four-year competition. I'm leading the Shell Ocean Discovery XPRIZE. We launched in December of 2015, and it's a three-year competition. So our goal is to end towards the end of this year and perhaps have the final awards early next year. So each competition is different. The time frame that they run in is different. The Avatar XPRIZE, we're in team recruitment. So if anyone is interested in competing for that, they should definitely go to the website and sign up for more information and to perhaps form a team. For the Shell Ocean Discovery XPRIZE, last week we actually also recognized our nine final teams, so we're much further along in that competition. And those nine teams are going to now proceed to the final round of the competition. And so we're pretty excited, actually.
This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry in to the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available on the purchase or release of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must take retail delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer details.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
We are back. This is Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and we're still talking with Jyotika Vermani, PhD. She's the prize lead and senior director of Planet and Environment at XPRIZE, and we're talking about the Shell Ocean Discovery XPRIZE. So now that we know what XPRIZE is, let's talk more in depth about what the Ocean Discovery XPRIZE is.
So the Shell Ocean Discovery XPRIZE, we've just announced the finalists. We have nine final teams. The goal for all of them is to develop an underwater robot that that is completely autonomous. It can be controlled from the shore, but not by any humans in the competition area. And this is a robot that will go down to the deep sea. So for round two, the final round, they'll have to map at 4,000 meter depth, so 4 kilometers. And it has to map at a very high resolution, so 5 meter or higher horizontal resolution. And we're asking them to bring back images from the deep sea as well so that we can all see what is out there. We can see the amazing wonders of the world that we currently really don't have access to.
Yeah, and when I was reading up about doing this interview, a lot of what I'm seeing is that we don't know as much about the ocean as we do about the moon and other celestial bodies. And I think a lot of that is because it's so hard to see that deep down below the water, and it's hard for cell signals and other type of wireless communications to help that process underwater. And so we've got some bits of satellite imaging that we can make work, but this is really the next step is getting like lasers and different types of things down there to really map out our oceans, right?
Yeah, we currently, of course, have better maps of Mars than we have of our own planet. The maps that you see on, say, Google, when you look at Google Maps, those are around 1 kilometer horizontal resolution. And as you mentioned, they're from satellites and differences that you can see from space. But these robots will go down in person, if you like, to the deep sea, and they will actually make measurements down there at a really rapid pace. The current estimate, if we use state-of-the-art technology of today to map the seafloor at a very high resolution, is around 600 years. What we are pushing for with this competition and the technology that comes out of this competition is a high-resolution map by 2030.
Wow.
So it's a very, very ambitious project, but we really think that we can achieve it.
Definitely. Well, so can you tell us about some of these finalist teams and the different technologies that they have brought to the table?
Yeah. Yeah, we have 9 final teams. We have student teams actually from the United States, so Texas A&M, Virginia Tech, and Duke University. So Duke University, for example, has a heavy lift aerial drone, which will take the sonar pods out to the deep sea and then deploy them when they get to the competition area. And this is an approach that's really tapping into the fast evolving field of drone technology, aerial drone technology. One of the market failures that we had identified with this competition and why the ocean floor has not yet been mapped is because it's hugely expensive. It can cost up to $120,000 a day for a ship, and if you have to sail for 10 days, you've already lost over $1 million before you start working. And so we've removed the need for ships at sea. So all of these technologies are deployed from the coastline. And so something like an aerial drone is a really effective way of getting the mapping technology out to the site that you want to map. And then looking at some of the other teams, we have a team from Japan, and they're using a swarm of underwater autonomous underwater vehicles to do their mapping. We have a team from Switzerland that is using laser technology to do the mapping. So currently most mapping is done using sound and sonar techniques, and this is using a light-based technique, which is very interesting as well. We have a team from the United Kingdom that has vertical robots, if you like. So most of them are swimming horizontally, but this team has a swarm of vertical pods that will just go up and down in the water column, and it can take measurements as you go through the water column, and then it will bounce along the seafloor and then resurface and transmit the data back. So we have a large range of approaches to this, and I'm really thrilled with the huge range that we do have coming out of this competition and the amount of innovation that we're beginning to see.
Right. And I imagine that with, you know, so much of the open sea, there's just straight sunlight. So are we seeing a lot of these teams start to incorporate a lot of solar recharging and things like that, too, to make sure that they don't have to bother dealing with other types of electricity or returning to shore to recharge?
Yeah, we're seeing some of that beginning to emerge. So a number of the teams have a surface vehicle, which is also autonomous, which they carry, you know, that sails on the sea surface, and then the underwater component gets deployed from there. And in some cases, the underwater technology will resurface, dock with the surface vehicle, recharge, and then go for its next round. So that really helps in terms of controlling the power drain that you need for something like this.
Wow. And so, again, tell me, when does this end? And is there any way that people who are interested can vote on this, or is this going to be decided by experts?
So, yes, so this competition, we intend to hold round two, the final round, in October and November of this year. And we actually have an independent judging panel of experts who are going to be judging all the data that comes back from the entries. We actually have, we're working with partners. We have Fugro is one of our prize partners, and they are working to get us a very high resolution baseline map in the competition area that the teams will then have to go with their technology and try and reproduce. And the judging panel will then look at that using actually software that's been donated by one of our other prize partners, Esri, to see how well those two maps compare. So it really is a very technical challenge, and we're really fortunate we have a very strong group of experts who are on our judging panel.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and we're continuing our conversation with Geotica Vermani from XPRIZE. So, Geotica, let's talk more about what the benefits are of mapping the ocean.
Yeah, there are many benefits to knowing what's down there. So, we have a number of medical cures that come out of the deep sea, or out of the ocean in general, actually, not just deep, but shallow as well. Such as a compound that's used in an Alzheimer's medicine. So there are so many compounds out there that can be used for that for medical purposes. Also, there are a number of shipwrecks down there. So, you know, we say that the deep sea is the world's largest museum, but we just don't yet have access to it. And so this will really open up that pathway to really understanding our own human history as well. And then one of the reasons that we chose imagery as part of this competition is because we know that the field of virtual reality is changing at an exponential rate as well. And so we really want to start tapping into being able to access and see and visualize and experience the ocean in a different way, as we are starting to do with, like, Mars, for example. And by removing the ships from the equation and making this much cheaper, we actually catalyze new markets. So we pave the way for deep sea conservation, deep sea environmental management, as well as, like I said, maybe deep sea ecotourism.
It seems like a lot of the teams that have made it their way to the finals are from colleges. Are there any, like, non-college teams that made their way into the competition in an interesting way? Or is the best way to make your way into a competition like this to start by picking a college that focuses on ventures of this type?
That's a great question. Actually, we do. We have a one-man team who is currently working alone. I suspect that's going to change soon now that he's going on to the next round. But and that's a team from Switzerland. We do have a number of university-affiliated teams as well as university teams who are in the competition. And I think not just this X Prize, but every X Prize is a great platform for the future engineers and scientists to really get their hands on something and work on something that they would not normally have an opportunity to do during their university career. So it really inspires them to continue on that track. And we hear that feedback from our student members on our teams quite regularly.
And when it comes to joining the XPRIZE as a team, how much do you have to bring to XPRIZE to fit the criteria? Can you just come with an idea, or do you need to come with a finished product and a bunch of money? Or what does it really look like for somebody who joins XPRIZE? Are there resources for the teams and things like that?
So if you join as a team, and so for example, the Avatar X Prize that just launched, quite often the first round is based on the idea. So if you have a great idea, it actually doesn't matter if you're a student or you're full-time employed somewhere or you're retired. We've had teams in the past who have, you know, retired and they go and they develop their technology in the garage and enter a competition. But each competition is open to anyone and everyone. Anyone with a great idea can join and enter and see where it takes them. For example, the Wendy Schmidt Oil Cleanup X Challenge, one of the 10 final teams, was a tattoo parlor artist from Las Vegas.
Wow.
So he was one of the finalists. So really, we say a good idea can come from absolutely anywhere. So I strongly encourage anyone who has a good idea to have a look at the website and see if they want to take part in this great adventure, and you never know where it takes you.
Yeah, that's great. It's really nice to know that it's not just engineering students and the like that can make their way into contests like this, because it seems like more and more you see, middle school students and high school students coming up with ideas that end up helping make the world a better place.
We do. And in fact, for this competition, for the NOAA bonus prize, we still have a middle school student team that's in the running in the NOAA bonus prize.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they're a great group, really good group. So so I, as I said, I strongly encourage people to check out the website xprize.org. And if you're interested in the Ocean Discovery XPRIZE, that's oceandiscovery.xprize.org.
Wonderful. Well, I hope everyone who has heard this interview will go and check out some of those winning teams. They have so many crazy ideas, a lot of the time involving lasers, because what can't lasers do? And as she said, the website is oceandiscovery.xprize.org. All right. Well, Jyotika Vermani, thank you so much for joining me. This is Pop Tech Radio, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Carl Lindabad, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reddit community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR,
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
And now we're talking with Dr. Ted Wilkie. He's the senior principal engineer at Intel Labs. And Intel is partnering with Parlay for the Oceans. And they're helping add AI and machine learning tools to collect biological samples from whales using something called Project Snotbot. You're going to want to hear about this. It's pretty amazing. So, Dr. Wilkie, what is Intel doing with whales and why?
Intel Labs is on a mission to push the frontier of discovery forward in computing, and we also want to play our part in making this the best planet it can be. And that starts by, you know, looking after humankind, the ecosystem that we depend on, and the animals within it that tell us a lot about how we're doing. Of course, we care about them fundamentally as well, diversity of the planet, and all the resources that are on it. So Intel has been pursuing a campaign related to this work that we are doing, AI for Good. We're trying to show that artificial intelligence can do good. It's not just something to fear and a new technology that, you know, reminds us of a bunch of bad science fiction films, but also something that actually can serve the planet, serve ourselves quite well, if done in the right way. And so this work we've been doing with Parley for the Oceans and Ocean Alliance, two great partners that have put a lot of thought into ocean conservation, recycling, concerns for the welfare of the planet and the animals and the people, have shown us that we can apply AI with great potential in that space. And so first idea was, let's see what we can do for exactly what they're up to right now. And we went after that prize.
This is really interesting because, you know, I think so many people think about, like I said, Intel as a computer brand. But, I mean, some of this stuff that's going on here with the wonderfully named Snotbot is really interesting and has nothing to do with consumer-level products. But it really is affecting, everybody in the end if we're going to be keeping some of these animals alive longer than they would live otherwise without our help.
Well, like I mentioned, ocean health is directly tied to human health. Human health, everything that we put in the ocean, affects the food that we have, the play that we do in the ocean, and the things that we otherwise take out of it. Obviously, the ocean also reflects everything we do to the land and the environment around it. And so it happens to be that the whales that we've been studying in the work with Parley for the Oceans and Ocean Alliance and with these snotbots are at the top of their food chains, and they concentrate all of the problems that in the ocean. So when the system is not doing well, they reflect it, in a big way. Snotbots are, a drone created to study them in a very non-invasive, effective way. The idea being that you would take this drone and fly it through the spout water. You know, the whale comes up from a dive and it exhales. It blows this beautiful, cloud of steam, of mist that comes out of its lungs, and we can go through that and capture it and take samples. From those samples, we can get all kinds of really rich information about how well that animal's doing, you know, from the hormone levels, both stress, sex hormones, toxins, contaminants in the water and in the bodily fluids. So we get a huge picture. We can do DNA analysis. So that the snotbots bring, a new degree of information to the problem, and they do it in a way that leaves the animals playing in their natural environment with very little disruption, which is really important because these animals are already stressed out enough.
Right, and previously you'd probably have to you'd have to fully catch one, right?
So previously, our partners have told us these stories. That people would go out on boats, and they'd have to get really close to these animals, and then basically harpoon them to get samples. They take samples out of their blubber and get the kind of information that we're able to get out of this exhalant condensate now. And so the problem with that is, you have to get close. You chase them down. They're aware of that. You can hear the motors coming, see the boat, and then you cut a hole in them, basically, and hope that that doesn't create problems. And it takes an intense amount of work by a very skilled team to do that. And so now we can do it at a greater distance with these drones, and we can go to places and literally get into positions we couldn't before with an object that's no larger than a bird and doesn't have more of an effect on the animal than that.
This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry in to the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available in the purchase or lease of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must agree to delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer for details.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Oh, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and we're talking with Dr. Ted Wilkie. He's the Senior Principal Engineer for Intel Labs. So we know that Intel Labs and Parlay for the Oceans are partnering up to collect data from whales. Which part of the process is Intel technology being used?
Identification and morphometry. Identification, I think we all can relate to that right away. I mean, we all... carry identification, and we want to be able to identify our pets, and people have been tracking and tagging animals in the wild for a long time. And whales, I mean, it's really hard to see these animals and identify them, and we'd like to be able to consistently know which ones we have samples on, track how they're doing over time, right? So we're on the hunt for the whale fingerprint, if you will. Second thing I mentioned was morphometry. So morphometry is the study of what you can learn from studying an object's shape. In this case, we're talking about the shape of a whale. And that's an interesting question here because whales carry blubber. They carry the vast amount of energy that they have on board in their fat, and it shows. You know, they show it. So if we can discern that between a whale at a healthy weight from a whale that's at an unhealthy weight, we can learn a lot about its survival and its ability to procreate. And we can correlate that information and draw conclusions with the samples we take, you know, with the snotbot and the general conditions of the environment they're in, both locally and in the region. and along their journeys. So we saw the immediate potential of applying artificial intelligence to drone feeds and going after identification and morphometry.
When you take these samples from the whales and you're learning about their environment, what kind of data are you able to take from the whales, possibly about their environment or what they're eating or which part of the world they're at, and then give that data to local governments or advocacy groups or things like that?
So the answer to that is being able to identify these animals individually, and drones provide us with a great opportunity for that. It just so happens that they are very distinguishable from their fluke pattern. So the fluke is the part, there are two flukes on a whale, it's what makes up their tail. And as they dive, they come up. And when they come up, we can get a good shot. We can get a better shot taking it from a drone camera. And so we're already out there to collect the sample. So as the animal dies, we get a shot of the fluke, and the algorithms are able to process and identify that individual before the drone's even back to the boat. So that artificial intelligence comes in with this problem. So that then we can tie these animals to their environment, their journeys, and even the cohorts, the other animals that hang out. You know, it's very important to understand the relationships within the feeding groups and that.
It seems like if you look at any scientific studies, there is the, you know, there's like the recruitment phase. If they're testing people, then there's the actual study phase. And then there's this long, months or years long period at the end where they have to look at all of the data that they collected. And it seems like this is going to be something that helps science really for the future of humanity to always be able to shorten down that time and maybe even catch bits of data that humans wouldn't have noticed, but these algorithms and AI can maybe pick up on some details that we would have missed.
Spot on. I mean, spot on. But what's so fascinating about studying the shape of a whale is that how little we really consciously know and can quantify about what that shape means and the importance of what we observe. So any field whale biologist can tell you whether what they're looking at is a sick animal, and they can then go on about the clues that they or the cues they take that tell them that. But if you press them hard on exactly where the animal's emaciated and, you know, where would it be different if it were healthy, the answer is usually fairly generic. More fat everywhere, a lot more fat around the center, and so on like that. But what we're after really is can an AI algorithm tell us exactly where the animals lose energy, how much energy they have on board, how they're trending in really subtle ways. So everybody knows when the animal is like super emaciated. Everybody knows when it's like happy and everything's great. It's very hard to see the trends and see them in time so that you know the train wreck is coming. And to see the subtle effects of changes, so things, you know, like with us, for them, have periods of good and bad, and the changes are very subtle over those periods, over the journey, over the annual life cycle or annual cycle. And that's the power of algorithms. They can do this. They don't feel that it's tedious. They never get tired. They're able to analyze every pixel in the image exhaustively, and they're able to put hard statistics to it and make inferences from that.
When you are you're collecting the spray from the whales, I imagine a certain percentage of that is water that they just ingested from around them. Are you able to? I imagine you're collecting these samples from all over the world, and are you able to also get information about the water that is in these different areas and see differences and get interesting information just from taking these water samples and feeding it into the data analysis?
Yes, we can get very interesting information from the water samples, and that's a very good observation to note that we're collecting water as well as what we're calling the snot, the biological material from the whale itself. This we don't call it water. Would you call it, and we want to be literal about it, the exhalant breath condensate. And we even have a term for blows, if you will, that have water in them. When it'd be a wet blow, and the animal's coming up, it might be right under the surface of the water. When it exhales, it's going to push water up, right, toward the drone and the petri dishes. So sometimes we get very dry blows where the animal's back has been out of the water for quite some time and there's almost no visible condensate. But sometimes it's quite wet. When it is, it can be so wet sometimes that it really dilutes the biological sample to the point where it's not viable. But we just about always get a good sample of the water as well. And there are a lot of conclusions to be drawn from what's contained in the water and what's contained in the other biological fluids that come out of the animal and the interplay between them. And this is a prime example of where you'd want to apply pattern recognition, to relate these variables in non-obvious ways and draw conclusions of them. And that's, machine learning and artificial intelligence are perfectly equipped to do that.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the last segment of our show for this week. And we're finishing up our conversation with Dr. Ted Wilkie. He's the senior principal engineer for Intel Labs. And so, Dr. Wilkie, I know it's kind of hard for laymen to understand, but can you tell us what these algorithms are doing when they've collected all this data from these whales?
So identifying whales is tough. They blend in with their background. They're always underwater. Water filters out color. It's often murky. We're always dealing with a really noisy environment in terms of like waves reflecting light and bending light that goes through. And so it was one of the reasons we were really attracted to this and thought we would learn something more about artificial intelligence itself by taking on the challenge. Not a lot of AI researchers are studying the problem of identifying subtle objects in the wild or being able to determine the shape of something that's partially obscured like that. It's not a common problem in other places that AI is being aggressively applied, like autonomous driving. So it's a really cool problem for AI researchers. And so with respect to identification, what's cool about that is we had to figure out what the fingerprint is. What's the fingerprint of a whale? So when they take a dive and their tail comes up, we get a shot of that. We saw distinct markings, but weren't sure how they would matter. You know, would they be able to determine individuals accurately? So what we noticed was that the trailing edge of the tail is jagged like a key. And we figured that if we could figure out the unique geometry of that and match on that, we might have part of the mystery solved. The second thing is that they're often on these whales, there's patterns and coloring on the surfaces of the tail. It can vary from white to black, and it can vary by the region that the animal was born in and dwells in. And this patchwork also gives us another clue. By using machine learning to combine the right aspects of the trailing edge geometry and the patchwork, we did indeed find a very unique fingerprint for these whales, and we're able to demonstrate on the fly in real time as we got an image off the drone and to make a positive identification. One surprising story that shows the immediate value of being able to do this in the field is we were out there on the water in Alaska and we had dropped a hydrophone, the device to listen to the sounds that whales make underwater. And we heard a call. We had a whale researcher with us that had many years of these recordings. And he heard the call and he said, you know, I think I recognize that whale, but it's probably very unlikely because it's been 21 years since I heard that call. Now, generally, we're out there seeing a bunch of animals in the vicinity. We would never be able to answer the mystery of whether that was the same animal or not. Well, luckily, we got a shot when that whale dove. We got a shot of its tail and we were able to apply this fingerprint technology to it, this AI technology. And what we discovered was it was a perfect match for an animal that was named in a database, Trumpeter. And Trumpeter had a very distinct call over the hydrophone. And when we pulled up the hydrophone records, they matched, or they sounded like they matched, but over 21 years, I mean, that's a lot of change. But the identification was exact.
And so were you able to go back and take a picture of the, maybe there somewhere there existed an old photo of that whale's tail?
Trumpeter on someone's SLR camera, many, you know, two decades, shot a Trumpeter correlated with the hydrophone data at that point
and done
it, you know, just put it away in a database, never knowing whether they were ever going to be able to match that using an algorithm. So this time we were able to play to automatically the top hit we had in the database, brought up Trumpeter and matched what the whale researcher thought we were going to see. It was amazing. It was amazing to see that play out in real time.
It seems like what you're saying is before you guys were involved in this process, people weren't really sure that you could identify a whale by its tail, and that's a pretty giant leap in and of itself.
You know, it was sort of an art, and there were rules, and you would try to find, like, as you say, key points that, you know, like there's a notch out of here and there's a jagged edge there of that sort. But it didn't become nothing becomes an exact science until you start taking measurement. And the problem with that is it's never exact. So doing the measurements and then trying to compare exact measurements is a very tedious thing for a human to do. An algorithm is going to try to find the best match it can by looking exhaustively through the database and taking into account a number of measurements simultaneously. And so, yeah, this leaps it forward for the community. You know, it makes questioning, answering possible that wasn't possible. And it wouldn't have been even considered. It would have been ruled out.
That's it for our show this week. If you want to find out more about Dr. Wilkie's work or anything else Intel is doing, just go to intel.com. That's intel.com. And again, this is Pop Tech Radio. If you want to get any of our older episodes, go to poptechradio.com or check us out on iTunes. We'll see you next week.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio. KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up.